Please turn again to Romans chapter 10. This evening I want to preach on the subject, the religious sinner. And I want to base my remarks on Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Let's bow in prayer again and ask the Lord for his help as we come to consider the subject tonight. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee this evening for thy so great salvation. And O God, we thank thee tonight, those of us who are saved, we're not depending upon religion to get us into heaven. We're not depending upon our good works in order to save us from hell. But we thank thee that we're depending solely upon Christ and his finished work. Because neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We thank thee for the righteousness of Christ. And O God, we pray this evening that each man and woman and child will be clothed in his righteousness. O God, I pray tonight that no one here will be depending upon dead religion to get them into heaven. But, O God, that they will be depending upon a living and a resurrected Christ. We thank thee for the person and work of the Lord Jesus, the one who died and the one who rose again. And we thank thee that he has promised to save all of those who put their trust in him. Lord, bless us tonight, therefore, as we come to preach thy word. Fill us afresh with your gracious Holy Spirit. And help us, Lord, only to say those things that will be pleasing to thee. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. At the beginning of Romans chapter 10, the Apostle Paul is speaking about his own countrymen, the people of Israel, when he speaks about them being saved. Paul's great burden for the Jewish people is that they might be saved. Look what it says in verse 1 of Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. This was a prayer that was continually on the heart of the great apostle for the nation of Israel. Paul is revealing to us here that the majority who lived in Israel were not saved. And although Christ the Messiah had walked among them and preached to them, the majority of the Jewish people were in ignorance concerning a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul's prayer and Paul's desire of his heart was that the people of Israel would come and be saved by the grace of God. However, at the same time as Paul in Romans chapter 10 spoke of the need of Israel's salvation in Christ, he reveals unto us in this chapter that the people of Israel were full of religion. Although they were not saved, they were a religious people. Paul speaks in verse 2, look at it, concerning their zeal of God. In other words, they were zealous, they were enthusiastic when it came to carrying out the rites and the rituals of their Jewish religion. Paul's fellow countrymen, although they were not followers of Christ, were a people who believed in God and believed in their Jewish religion. In other words, they were religious sinners. They were religious Christ rejectors. I wonder tonight, as we come to the close of this another gospel service, are there those in this meeting, and you could be described as a religious sinner? You know, there are many this evening, and they do not believe in God in this world. But that cannot be said of you, because you believe in God. There are many tonight, and they never come to church. They have no religious convictions at all. But that cannot be said of you, because you come faithfully to God's house week by week, and you seek to live as morally upright as you can. And yet, you're not saved by the grace of God. Well, you're like the people that Paul is describing here in Romans chapter 10. You are a religious sinner. And of course, as we look out into our country tonight, there are many who could be described as religious sinners. They believe that there's a God. Week by week, they're found in the house of God. They seek to live an upright life. And yet, if you were to ask them, do they know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way? If you were to ask them, were they born again of the Spirit of God? They would say, no. They are religious sinners. Tonight, as we come to consider this subject, I want you to notice a number of things about these religious sinners that Paul speaks about in Romans chapter 10. And I pray that you'll listen very, very carefully. And I pray that the Lord will take his word and write it upon your heart, especially if you're found here tonight and you're not truly saved by the grace of God. I want you to notice, first of all, that although they were religious, these people that Paul was writing about here in Romans chapter 10, although they were religious, they were not saved. Well, we have already made that point, but let us make it again, because it's so important that we fully understand what the apostle here is seeking to teach. Look again at verses 1 and 2. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He's acknowledging there that they're not saved. For I bear them record, verse 2, that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. As we have already pointed out, Paul is praying for these religious Jews that they might come to the saving knowledge of Christ. He's praying for their salvation. You see, the truth is this, and it's a simple truth, but it's a truth that is set forth here, I believe, in this passage of Scripture. It is possible to be religious and not saved. It is possible to come to church every week and have religious views and still not be a Christian in the biblical sense of the word. A Christian is a follower of Christ. A Christian is a person who has been saved by the grace of God. A Christian is a person who has repented of their sins and by faith trusted Christ as their own and personal Redeemer. To be saved means more than just having a few religious convictions. To be saved means more than just coming to church and saying that you believe in God. Now, as I have already said, there are many in this land, and they have religious convictions, but they know nothing of God's saving grace in their life. And maybe you're one of them. It's possible for you to come to the Free Presbyterian Church week by week, believe in God, and not be saved. I believe that there are many within our denomination, and they come faithfully to God's house. And if you were to speak to them on a personal level, they would confess that they believe in God. They would confess that they believe that the Bible is the Word of God. But when you would ask them concerning personal faith in Christ, they would have to confess that they were not Christians. They were not saved. They were not born again of the Spirit of God. My friend, are you truly converted tonight? Are you truly saved this evening? One of the greatest definitions in the Bible to what it means to be saved can be found in Acts chapter 26. Keep your hand in Romans chapter 10 and turn over to Acts chapter 26 for a moment. Here Paul is speaking to King Agrippa. And Paul is seeking to persuade King Agrippa to be saved. He's seeking to persuade Agrippa to become a Christian. And as he witnesses to Agrippa, he gives this wonderful definition of what a true Christian is. Look with me at verse 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. What is a Christian? A Christian is a person who has had his eyes opened to see the truth of the gospel. A Christian is a person who has been turned from darkness unto light. A Christian is a person who has been turned from Satan unto God. A Christian is a person who has had their sins forgiven. A Christian is a person who is on his way to heaven. A Christian is a person who has been sanctified by faith in Christ. A Christian is a person who has been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. These are things that religion cannot give you. Religion cannot give you forgiveness of sins. Religion cannot turn you from Satan to God. Religion in itself cannot open your blinded eyes to see your need of God's wonderful salvation. And that's why there are many who sit in churches across our land, and as far as the gospel is concerned, they're blind to their need of God's redemption. You say, is it possible to sit in church all your life and still be in darkness? Of course it is. Of course it is. And that's the sad reality of the situation. And the people that Paul here is speaking about in Romans chapter 10, there are people who were full of religion and yet they could not see their need of Jesus Christ. They could not see their need of being saved by the grace of God. Are you saved tonight? Has your eyes been opened? Have you seen that you're the sinner on your way to hell? Have you seen that Jesus Christ is the only Savior? Has your eyes been opened to the truth that without Christ you'll be lost and lost forever? Has your eyes been opened to the truth that you'll never get into heaven unless you're trusting in Christ and in His finished work alone? Have you been turned from darkness to light? Have you been turned from the power of Satan to the power of God? Have you been sanctified in Christ? Have you been cleansed in the blood of the Lamb? Has your sins been forgiven? Well, my friend, these are questions that only you can answer. Are you assured that you have a home in heaven? Maybe there's someone here tonight and someone has told you that your little bit of religion will save you. Don't believe those fanatics who tell you that you need to be saved. My friend, if that's the case, you're in darkness. The Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, and of course Nicodemus was one of the most religious men that we read about in the Bible. Jesus said to him, ye must be born again. And if Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, needed God's salvation, how much more you and I? Oh, I pray this evening that the Lord will speak to your heart and that the Lord would open up your heart to see your need. It's not enough just to be depending upon a little profession. It's not enough just to be depending upon the fact that you've been brought up in a Christian home, depending upon the fact that you have been brought up under the sound of the gospel and go to church week by week. It's not enough just to believe in God. You have to know God in a personal way. And you can only know God in a personal way through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, although these people were religious, they were not saved. They were not saved. And the truth is this, that you could come to this church from now until you die. You could come to this church all your life and still die and go out into hell. And that's the sad reality of it. Well, my friend, make sure that you're in Christ tonight. Make sure that you're redeemed. Notice something else here. Turn back to Romans chapter 10. Although they were religious, they were still in their sins. Look what it says in verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. These religious Jews that Paul was praying for to be saved in Romans chapter 10 knew nothing of the righteousness of God. Instead, they were going about trying to establish their own righteousness. In other words, they were still in their sins. Friend, if you have not the righteousness of Christ imputed to you, in other words, if you have never received the righteousness of Christ, and if you're still holding on to your own self-righteousness to get you into heaven, then you know nothing of forgiveness of sins. You see, religion and religious exercises cannot take away your sins. Sins can only be forgiven and pardoned when we confess our sins to God through Christ the mediator. When we put our faith solely and absolutely upon the finished work of Christ upon the cross. Our sins can only be forgiven through the blood of the Lamb. We can only have our sins forgiven through faith in Jesus Christ. Look at verse 4 of Romans chapter 10. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And when the sinner comes by faith and in repentance and trusts the Lord Jesus Christ alone as their Savior and Lord, Christ's righteousness is imputed to them and their sins are forgiven. No amount of religion can do that for a sinner. You can be religious and know nothing of God's forgiveness. Have your sins be forgiven. Oh, my friend, you need tonight to make sure that your sins are forgiven. Because if your sins are not forgiven, you will not get into heaven. If your sins are not forgiven, you will not escape hell. If your sins are not forgiven, you will have no hope for eternity. You're a lost soul if your sins are not forgiven. You know, the greatest example of this is the parable of the publican and the Pharisee in the temple. In this story, we have a religious man, and we have a poor sinner going up into the temple to pray. And of course, it's a familiar story, I'm sure, to most of us. Turn over to Luke chapter 18 for a moment. The publican goes down from the temple with his sins forgiven. He found forgiveness, but it wasn't in religion. The other man had religion. The Pharisee had religion. But he left the temple without receiving forgiveness for his sins. Look at Luke chapter 18 and verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now verse 14 is the key. I tell you, this man, speaking about the publican who cried unto God, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. This man went down to his house justified. That word justified means having your sins forgiven, being pardoned, just as if I'd never sinned. He went down to his house with all his sins forgiven, rather than the Pharisee. Well, you take a look at this Pharisee here, you would think, surely here's a man that knows God. Here's a man that's going to get into heaven. Here's a man that's going to escape hell. He prays. He tithes. He lives a moral, upright life. And yet, he's the man that never found forgiveness. You see, Religion will not pardon your sin. Religious exercises will not pardon your iniquity. Oh, my friend, what truth is being taught here is a truth that needs to be preached today throughout Ulster, throughout Ireland. Men and women are blinded in their religion to their great need of having their sins forgiven. Here, this Pharisee was self-righteous. He thought that he did not need his sins forgiven. He thought that he was perfect in the sight of God, but he was not. He was not. Are you sure your sins are forgiven? Have you ever fallen on your face as the sinner? And like the publican in the parable here in Luke 18, cried unto God, God be merciful to me, the sinner. Have you? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Pharisee, although full of religion, knew nothing of forgiveness of sins. And yet the publican who confessed his sins to God and cries unto God for mercy receives forgiveness for his transgressions. Oh, I tell you this evening, there's no greater blessing than to know that you're pardoned and on your way to heaven. Young man, young woman, older person, you need your sins forgiven. You're a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I can't forgive you for your sins. The priest can't forgive you for your sins. Some other Christian, they can't forgive you for your sins. Your Christian parents can't forgive you for your sins. There's only one who can cleanse from sin, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins. You remember when the Lord Jesus was preaching in Capernaum and the house was full and four men sought to bring their sick friend to Jesus and they couldn't get through the door because of the multitude. They climbed up onto the roof. They removed the tiles of the roof and they lowered their friend down from the roof into the midst before Jesus. And of course, at the end of the story, the Lord healed the man and raised him to health and strength. But you remember the first thing that the Lord Jesus said to the man. He said, this man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Your greatest need tonight is to have your sins forgiven. Religion will not do that for you. Good works will not do that for you. Your self-righteousness is as filthy rags before God. There's only one who can forgive sins, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only reason, and the reason why the Lord Jesus is the only one who can forgive sins is because he has died for your sins. He has shed his blood in order to redeem you. And thank God he has risen again. And because of what he has done, and because of who he is, because he is the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, because of who he is, thank God he's able to forgive you for your sins tonight. You want your sins forgiven? My friend, your sins are bringing you down into hell. Never forget that. And if God was to take the breath from your body just now, your soul would be plunged out into outer darkness, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Oh, there's consequences for dying in your sin. You'll be lost and lost forever. You see, these people that Paul here is praying about in Romans chapter 10, they had religion, but they weren't saved. They had religion, but they knew nothing of sins forgiven because they were trusting in their own self-righteousness and they knew nothing about the righteousness of God. But notice something else here. Turn back to Romans chapter 10. These people were religious, but they were not on their way to heaven. You know, the majority in our land tonight who are religious believe that they have more chance of getting into heaven than not. Did you know that? You ask any religious person in this country of ours, when you die, will you get into heaven? You know what they'll say? I hope I'll get into heaven. Now, the majority of them are not completely sure, but they hope. And you know why they hope? Because of their good works. Because of their religion. They hope that they're going to get into heaven. But the very fact here that Paul is praying for these religious Jews to be saved shows us in verse 1 that they were not ready for heaven. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Why was Paul so burdened about his fellow countrymen? Because he knew that they were not prepared for heaven. Paul knew that dead religion would never bring anyone to heaven. He knew that only faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, could save the soul and bring that soul at last to glory. That's why he was praying for them. That's why he was burdened for them. That they might be saved. Saved from their sins. Saved from hell. Saved and brought to heaven. That is why Paul went on to say in verse 9. Look at verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Look at verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Look at verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Paul here, of course, is explaining how a sinner can be saved. And he uses the word saved here a number of times. You know, some people don't believe that we should say that we're saved. Well, this word saved is a scriptural word. It's a biblical word. And I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad I can read my title clear to mansions in the sky. Friend, religion will never bring you to heaven. Religion only blinds the hearts of men and deceives them into thinking that they're good enough for heaven. But at the end of the day, it'll bring them down into a lost eternity. Did you know that hell is full of religious people who sat in church pews all the days of their life and they ended up in a lost eternity? Religion will blind your mind and bring you down into a lost eternity. That's why the Apostle Paul preached Christ. And that's why he presented men with Christ. Because he knew that only the Lord Jesus could save and redeem and bring men to heaven. Was it not the Lord Jesus Christ who said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But by me. I think that in this church, everyone knows their need of salvation. I think as the gospel goes forth in the Free Presbyterian Church, every unsaved person knows their need of God's salvation. And what a privilege that is to know that you need to be saved. But my friend, are you saved? Are you saved? Has there been a change in your life? Are you growing in grace and in the knowledge of Christ? Is it possible that you're not saved? Is it possible? I'm going to say tonight that it is possible. There's some folks sitting in this church tonight, and I never see you in a prayer meeting. I've never heard you pray. When we sing the hymns, you never sing. When we open the Bible, you don't open the Bible. And yet, if I was to ask you, were you saved? You would say, yes, I'm saved. Well, I'll say to you tonight, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence that you're a saved young person? You've been brought up in a Christian home. You went to a Christian school. You sit under the sound of the gospel every week. Where is the evidence that you're saved? God's looking for evidence. And if God's looking for it, surely He expects me to look for it. No, I can't look into your heart. But the Bible says, by their fruits, ye shall know them. Now, I can only come to one of two conclusions. Either you're not saved, or you're backslidden, and you're not walking with God. Because if you're saved and walking with God, you'll have the joy of the Lord in your heart. You'll want to pray, you'll want to serve the Lord, and you'll want others to know that you're a Christian. Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Has there been a change in your life since you believed? Well, if you have believed, there has been a change. Why is it not evident? Oh, friend, you need to answer that question. Make your calling and election sure. Here we have the apostle, and as he prays for his own countrymen, and as he observes them, and that's what he's doing here. Paul the preacher is observing the Jewish people, his own fellow countrymen, and he sees that they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. They go about to establish their own righteousness. They know nothing of the righteousness of God. Oh, they believe in God and they go to the synagogue and they go through the rites and the rituals of the Jewish religion. But they don't know Christ because He's not evident in their life. Is Christ evident in your life? Is He? Oh, my friend, maybe He's not evident because you don't know Him. Maybe you don't know the Lord. Oh, friend, you need to come and make sure that you're saved. You need to make sure that you're born again of the Spirit of God. Don't be depending upon the profession of your parents. Don't be depending upon some profession you made when you were a child if you've never grown in grace. Now, we found out last Sunday night that children can be saved. But when Samuel got saved as a child, he walked with God and he grew in grace, and it was evident that he was changed. Not only did the Lord see it, but the nation of Israel saw it as well, that the hand of God was upon him. Is the hand of God upon you? Oh, my friend, I pray that God will speak to our hearts and that we will all have something more than religion. That we will have Christ. Because with Christ in the vessel, we'll smile at the storm. Now none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy. Lord Jesus found in me. Oh, what a joy it is to be saved. What a joy it is to have your sins forgiven. What a joy it is to know that you're heaven bound. What a joy it is to be pardoned. These are things that religion can't give you. Only Christ. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee tonight for the Word of God. And oh God, we do pray for our fellow countrymen this evening. We pray for both Protestant and Roman Catholic alike in this country of ours that you would save them. Oh God, our prayer, our heart's desire and prayer to God for Ulster is and Ireland is and this United Kingdom is that they might be saved, that people might come to a knowledge of sins forgiven. Oh Lord, there are so many. And they're like Israel. They're like the Jews in Paul's day. They have a zeal of God. But it's not according to knowledge. They have no knowledge of Christ and His salvation. They have no knowledge of sins forgiven. They have no knowledge of a home in heaven. They have no knowledge of what it really means to be saved by God's grace and to be clothed in Christ's righteousness. Oh God, open up blinded eyes in this land of ours. Lord, bless your word and bless it to every heart. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. 335 is our closing hymn. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain. Free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. I wonder, has the Lord spoken to your heart tonight? Maybe the Lord has been speaking and dealing with you. My friend, we're here as God's servant. I can't save you, but I can point to the one who can. But if we can be any help, we're here tonight. And we'd only be too glad to take the Bible down and to explain to you more fully how you can be saved and how you can know it. How you can have the joy of God's salvation. Let's think of the words of this lovely hymn as we stand to sing 335. Amen. Let's all stand to sing, please. Father in heaven, we pray that when we leave this scene of time, each of us will be found in heaven with Christ. Oh God, we know that there's only one way to heaven, is through the cross, by the cross. Oh God, we thank Thee and we praise Thee that there is a way to heaven. Jesus is the way. We thank Thee for our blessed Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We thank Thee for who He is and what He has done and what He is doing. For He ever liveth to make intercession for His people. And oh God, we just pray that each one here will be truly saved by the grace of God. And oh God, that You would help us in these days to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Bless each head bowed in Your presence. We do thank Thee for those who can read their title clear to mansions in the sky. Pray that You'll bless them. Remember those, Lord, who are cold of heart. We pray that You'll draw them back to their first love. We thank Thee, Lord, and we praise Thee. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. We thank Thee for the mercy of the Lord in all of our lives. O God, we thank Thee for this wonderful salvation. We thank Thee for this passage of Scripture. And how, Lord, it teaches us afresh. Lord, that old religion, dead religion, is no good for the soul. O God, it'll only blind the soul, blind the mind, to the great need of God's redemption. O God, we pray, Lord, in these days, that You would open up sinners' eyes to see their great need of Christ, the Son of God. Bless us now. Separate us in Your love. Keep Your hand upon us, Lord, till we meet again in Your will. Bless the week of prayer this week. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.